Triple M Rocks Sunday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017.
It's a try!
Oh! Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M Network. For Bryden's lawyers protecting your future, Paul Kent, Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler, and Anthony Maroon.
It's what rugby league's all about. Go!
Triple M rocks the footy. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Sunday Triple M NRL.
Yes, welcome back to it. Of course, we're with you right across to grand final week. We will join you from ANZ Stadium at midday next week. Cover the grand final right through to the very, very end and across the whole week right across the Triple M network. We'll keep you posted with shows like the Dead Set Legends and wherever you're listening, or download the app at triplem.com.au. Now, the show today is Ryan Girdler, Paul Kent, Gordon Tallis and Maroon, and it's time for this.
The Triple M Footy Voice.
So over the last 6 weeks, we've been running a competition called the Triple M Footy Voice, asking our listeners to send us their best rugby league commentary, with the winner getting a commentating experience and tickets to the NRL Grand Final, and who knows, maybe even the start of a new career with Triple M. With outstanding entries, they've all been great, and over the last few weeks, we have eliminated and eliminated and eliminated. We're down to the final two. We have them in the studio with them. First of all, let me welcome them and introduce you to them. From Randwick in New South Wales, Albie Tallarico. Albie, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Thanks, Anthony, and appreciate being here.
And you work in real estate?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you run your own business, Albie, or...?
My wife does.
Okay.
I work for her.
Whereabouts is that, mate?
Double Bay. So I'm really struggling at the moment.
Okay. So, mate, a new career as a footy commentator.
Oh, it's a dream from 1977, so yeah. It goes way back. And yeah.
Can I ask you, because it's 2:10, and there is footy going on in
there
Sydney,
is, yeah.
And it's the Ron Massey Cup. Now, you know about it, a little bit about this.
Yes, Wente take on Auburn. That's
yep.
The next match. And then you've got the women's grand final,
mm-hmm.
Redfern against North Newcastle, and then the Intrust Super Premiership, which will be Wyong and Penrith. That'll be a good game, that one.
Okay, and the Auburn Warriors, my cousin, super coach Darren Maroon, are they any chance of beating Wente?
After last night, anything's a chance, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
I think
yeah.
Wente are the favourites. They're coached by Chris Yates, who's a pretty good and pretty, you know, tough coach, but you just never know.
Now, the young gun here from Wakeley in New South Wales is Tony Salerno. Tony, welcome to you.
Good afternoon, Maroon. Good afternoon, everyone. Great to be here.
And, mate, you also do a bit of commentary. Do you work in a community station to do that? How do you get on with that, mate?
Yeah, I do. I do the Cumberland Community Radio, 90.5. So
yep.
I've got a sports team there that, again, we're going to be at the Ron Massey Cup final as well. So if I wasn't here, I'd be calling that game.
Okay. Okay. And what do you do for a quid?
So we've cost him a gig, basically.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Don't worry, I'll let it slide if all goes well here.
You want the good news or the bad news?
Yeah. Wow. What do you do for a quid, Tone?
I do digital production, so a lot of techie sort of stuff. And
right.
Just help journalism companies advance their websites and stuff.
All right. Well, it's time to now have a listen to the finalist montage audio. So let's have a listen.
From Randwick, New South Wales, Albie Tallarico.
This is an absolute masterclass by Brisbane. Offloads the ball to Dugan. Dugan's on his way to the line, and he does a Max Maddox and drops it. And Phelps scores the try! Oh, boy! Kahu regathers on the 10-metre line, puts the ball down and scores the try. Hits the post! Hits the upright! We're going to extra time! Oh, how sweet it is!
From Wakeley in New South Wales, Tony Salerno.
Robbers the ball through. Nathan Davis all alone. And puts it down. Icy. On the cake for Wentworthville.
Filippi Tanganoa Morata.
Up some lazy defence. Pushes two up. Puts it down. We have a new leader. Shoots and puts it through the sticks. Field goal converted. Hits the post and bounces away.
All right, well, there they are. And might I say, Paul and Ryan and Gordon, how good both these guys were. Certainly up to a standard.
Mm, it'd be nice to work with some professionals, Maroon.
Would so. Be. So, I mean...
Absolutely. Good luck to both guys.
Have you guys spent any time in Brisbane? I mean, because that's essentially where you're probably going to head.
Probably a night, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
happy
one or
to
two
go
nights.
Up there?
Yeah, it's not
right,
too bad. Oh, that's good. It's a nice town, Brisbane.
It's a nice spot.
Hey, it's
it
a
is.
Great town, mate.
Yeah, I haven't been before, so I'm really looking forward to going.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
So take your passport.
You're going to be the head caller of Brisbane if you win this. This is still the talk, is it? Boys, are you ready for us to announce the winner?
What about, obviously, everyone's sort of inspired and influenced by the great man Rabs. What about our guys here? What do you think of Maroon and Dan Ganane? Do you listen to those guys?
All the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a bit of a traditionalist. I'd rather listen to it on the radio. I just prefer it that way. It's how I grew up and how I started to love the game.
What about in FM? You must really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, it just it brings a new spectre, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah,
who's your favourite, Tony?
Yeah, I love Maroon and Dan Ganane as well. When we finish our radio station, always catch the second half coming home as well. So some good calls there.
Good on you, fellas.
Beautiful.
We wish you all the very best today. So, well, look, it's time to have a little bit of a drum roll or something because Ryan Girdler is going to announce the winner.
Yeah. And the winner for the 2000... Oh, you can see it on the back of the page. Oh, I'm sorry, Tony. The winner is Albie.
Yeah.
Well done, Albie.
Well done.
Congratulations, mate.
All right. So our first ever Triple M Footy Voice winner, Albie Tallarico. Congratulations to you, mate.
Thank you very much.
Say, have a couple of words of victory words, a victory speech.
I feel like Bert Newton at the Logies. But no, congratulations to Tony for coming through as well, which is just fantastic. I mean, it's a big ask and, you know, a lot of emotions over the last week. So congratulations to him and everyone else that came through as well. And thank you to the judges.
Tony, well, don't be discouraged either, mate. Gordon got overlooked by Super League and managed to bounce back. Yeah, just it's always just one man, it's opinion, mate. Keep chipping away.
So that's, and Albie, can I just say to you a little bit of advice? I've been radio all my life. It's good to congratulate people, but you got to learn how to white ant them, backstab them. Yeah, that's how this industry works. But
yeah, when they go down sick, you come in, you say, you come in and you work for nothing for that shift, and you say, yeah, the other bloke's no good anyway.
Yeah.
And you just begin the spin. You just start to get it out there in the ether and just let it slowly come back. Yeah.
You've really got to be a good white ant, mate, and you've really got to be able to suffer fools.
Mm. Yes. I think I've got good training for that, so I'll be fine.
All right, well, congratulations to you, mate. Now, what this means for you is that you'll be doing further work here at Triple M and preparing for this Sunday where you'll be calling the Holden Cup exclusively on the Triple M NRL app. How good's that?
That's brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
Because that Triple M NRL app, download it now. I mean, it's getting a lot. It's getting a lot of love, the app, at the moment.
I think it's, what is it, Manly and Para. Here we go again.
Yeah.
So it is Manly and Para,
Two of the traditional teams, and you'll go away
to your... first, wasn't it?
Your preparation.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yep. Same as the first grade.
That's right.
Yes. What about that, eh?
Unbelievable.
Beautiful thing for you is, Tony, is that you're how old, mate?
23.
And you do such a wonderful job at it. You're going to go back to work at Cumberland Community Radio, keep working on what you do, and if ever we can, any of us can be any help to you, mate, we've loved listening to you through the series, mate, and it's only just begun for you.
Well, I'd just like to take the opportunity to thank everyone who entered the competition and also some of the feedback that we've received. It's been really helpful. My heart sank when you said about the Holden Cup Grand Final. Would love to call that. I'm a big Parramatta fan. So, yeah, that would have been... that sucks, but that's just how it goes, I guess. But, I'll chip away and hopefully one day be back on the air.
Good on you, fellas. Congratulations to you
both.
And thank you for coming
good
in. And,
thank you.
And Ryan, who held up the envelope and we could see from the other side.
It's written in text.
That's you know, the porn star Max's issue because he wrote it in text as opposed to pen. And
Good on you, mate.
Tony's heart sank about 30 seconds before it needed to, but... Anyway,
congratulations to you both. Good to have you both in here. Sunday Triple M NRL. Thanks to Brides Lewis. We're going to take a break and come back with the man who has lunch with all the stars, the great Brent Reed, as Triple M rocks the finals.
One, two, three, four. Never miss a minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, mate.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. This is Sunday Triple M NRL.
And so if you've just joined us, Albie Tallarico has won our first NRL footy voice.
Was he your pick, Maroon? I mean, you got probably more experience than anyone else here in the area. What do you think?
I thought they were both excellent.
Yeah, I'm not asking that question.
In all honesty,
the better one? Did they get it right?
I think they got it right, but in all honesty, if I can be completely honest, I thought we go with the young bloke and the young bloke's got a whole career.
Okay.
That's what I kind of thought.
Okay.
Albie looks like he's roughly my age.
Yep.
Do you know where I'm coming from? Yeah, the back end of his career.
So you're saying that, what are you saying, Rab should have retired a long time ago?
No, I'm not. No one will ever. No. Rabs can go on forever.
Well, what?
He's still the greatest.
But you've just walked yourself out the door.
I think I was Well, look, mate, they've walked me out the door here many times.
Were you looking to mentor someone?
No,
I
wasn't.
If they brought the young guy in, is that kind of the stage of your life where you're at? You'd like to pass on some of that knowledge?
There's the last thing I need in my life is someone else to have to worry about and look after.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, Ryan?
Yeah, I get it.
Now, Brent Reed, on the other hand, is somebody I am looking forward to catching up with. So what we'll do is we'll play a song and we'll come back and catch up with Reedy. We've got him, actually. He's there already. Brent Reed live, and I believe he's in the city of Melbourne, the city that everybody raves about. Reedy, can you hear me?
Bleak City, I'm here.
Mate, what's going on down there in Melbourne? Were you having lunch with Craig Bellamy?
I just chewed the fat with Craig over some Peking duck pancakes.
Isn't that a funny
thing?
Hey,
Rudy, the big question, who paid?
No, I paid. I paid, to be fair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you probably actually, on more
I
than.
I take that back. I didn't pay.
You didn't.
News Limited.
You took him to the food court, did you?
Okay.
You took him to the food yeah. court.
Yeah, McDonald's was doing a deal on Peking duck pancakes today.
So, what did you discuss with Bellyache?
Oh, it was a whole range of things. Obviously, he's in another grand final. I mean, he was 7 grand finals, I think it is now for Craig. So, you know, obviously, his coaching philosophy and what excites him about this team and why they've been able to do what they've done. I mean, you know, it's pretty obvious. Craig's spoken about it a million times about, you know, what drives him and what got him this far. But, you know, I think this team genuinely excites him. I think people like Cameron Munster and Curtis Scott have just reinvigorated him a little bit and reinvigorated this club because, you know, they're great footballers and they just keep stepping it up for him and they're enthusiastic. And I think he likes working with those guys. We all know he likes working with the big three, but I think those young blokes have sort of reinvigorated Craig a little bit.
Rudy, give us some goal. Give us some of the things, some of those coaching philosophies and the way Craig likes to do things that are so, that you found interesting.
Well, I mean, I think the philosophy is pretty, with all the great coaches, the philosophy is pretty simple, isn't it? I mean, he just, you know, they just want to see the best, get the best out of guys and make them better people. And I think Craig's no different. And, you know, he did say one thing that I found interesting. He said he likes to see blokes, you know, he can basically tell pretty quickly whether a bloke's dedicated and enthusiastic enough and has the desire to be a footballer. And I think he basically made it pretty clear that if you don't, you know, there's no future down here. And he lets them know pretty reasonably quickly that, you know, if this isn't what you want to do, then, you know, this isn't the life for you. And I think, you know, basically, you know, players want to play for him, and I think that's why, because he's pretty direct with them, he's pretty honest, and, you know, if you do what he asks of you, then, you know, you'll have a future in Melbourne.
Mm. And Reedy, what about we just looked in the paper this morning, the Sunday paper, talking about, you know, the heavy schedule that these clubs have in the week leading up to the grand final. Notwithstanding, you've got the Dally M's and breakfasts and rah, rah, rah. What sort of things have they got planned and how does he sort of approach all that?
Well, they basically had the weekend off, Melbourne. So they played Friday night and the players were given a couple of days off. So obviously he's freshened them up that way. They'll get back into training tomorrow. They've got a media day tomorrow. I think they come up to Sydney on Wednesday. And obviously their media commitments out of the way on Thursday this year, you know, in recent years, they've sort of had other things going on, like grand final breakfasts and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, things are pretty well over by Thursday. I mean, he's been in so many grand finals now, then, you know, they've got to pretty much work out how to prepare for a grand final. And obviously last year, it was a result that hurt him. And he made that pretty clear today, that was something that, you know, those grand finals stick with you forever, the ones you lose. And I think that was something that really cut pretty deep last year, given it was so close. And I think most people thought they were a good chance of winning that one. So, you know, he'll obviously, I think they took a little bit out of the last year, but, you know, as I said, they've been in so many grand finals. Craig knows how to prepare for them. That won't be an issue.
Reedy, did he talk about the first half on Friday night and whether the week off might have got him off to a bit of a slow start?
I didn't really badger him about Friday night's game. Kenny, in hindsight, I should have, shouldn't I? We were more talking about the philosophies and you know, the grand finals have passed and obviously looking ahead to this one. I mean, obviously asked him about North Queensland and how impressed he's been with what they've done. And, you know, there's been talk about a bit of tension between him and Paul Green after the incident last year with Ethan Lowe. And he certainly made it pretty clear there's no bad blood there. And he respects Paul Green and respects what they've done. And, you know, I think that was going to be a storyline this week, potentially, that there's some angst there, but certainly from Craig's end, there's no anger towards Paul Green after what happened last year.
Hey, Reedy, did you get a sense of, you know, does he still have the hunger to keep on going and, you know, going on? Because there's rumours that when the big three leave, that, you know, it's a chance for, like, Craig to exit himself.
Yeah. No, certainly, Gordy, that was something I did ask him about, and there's certainly no sign of a lack of hunger in him at the moment. You know, Melbourne are going to sit down with him in the off-season and try and extend Craig out. He's got a year to go on his deal. Look, I don't think that's a foregone conclusion that he'll necessarily strike. Well, I shouldn't say that. I think they're certainly favourites to to extend him out, but I don't know if he's... He certainly didn't make it clear today that he's going to stay in Melbourne, although he didn't say he was going to leave. But the one thing he did sort of make clear was that the hunger's still there. And, you know, I was talking a few years ago that Craig would, you know, this deal would be his last deal, and I certainly didn't get the feeling that was the case. I think, you know, for the foreseeable future, Craig will still be coaching the NRL. He didn't look like a bloke or talk like a bloke who's lacking hunger towards his coaching.
You think, Rudy, that in the next couple of years, given, you know, the age of the, you know, key players in his roster, that his role as a coach will have to change? I mean, he'll have to reinvent himself. He said in the press conference on the weekend that he went down to the halftime speech and he basically didn't have to say anything because Cameron Smith had already... Yeah. Identified everything that Craig needed to say, and he just backed him up with some stats. But Cameron Smith's not going to be there forever, and Cooper's gone this year. Billy, we don't know. So yeah. You would think then Craig, at some point in the next few years, is going to really have to break it down and go back to having much more of an influence on the group than, not an influence, but you know what I mean. We're having Cameron there at the moment, probably makes his life so much easier.
But I don't think those guys will leave. I know they won't be playing anymore, but certainly the long-range plans for Cameron Smith and Billy Slater will still be around this footy team. And, you know, one thing he did say was Cameron Munster now is heavily involved. So it's not a big three now. Cameron, when they have meetings about the way they want to play and their philosophies, a bloke like Cameron Munster is involved in that. And this is one thing I didn't realise. He said Cameron Munster has a really good football brain. He watches a lot of footy, thinks about footy a lot. And he said he's already involved with those meetings. And then you've got a kid like Brodie Croft who's coming through. And if you speak to anyone around the game, they'll tell you Brodie Croft is a clone of Cooper Cronk. So, you know, one thing Craig's done really well, I reckon, is he's regenerated this team. Whilst Cam and Billy and Cooper have been here, they've set it up really well for the future going forward. And as I said, the blokes like Munster, he's already involved in all those meetings. Tactically, he's involved in tactical meetings. Mm. And Adam O'Brien, his assistant, has taken a much bigger role in that sort of stuff as well. So the players are getting a fresh voice at the same time. So Adam O'Brien's in charge of their attack. He's sitting down with those guys all the time and meeting with them. So they're getting a fresh voice involved in it. Munster's there learning. Croft will learn next year. And I think it's set up really well where Craig won't necessarily have to make major changes the way he coaches, because those guys coming through will fill the void from Cooper and Billy and Cam going.
Well, what they identified a few years ago at the Storm was while they had a very good senior leadership group, which was the likes of obviously Cameron and Billy and Cooper and Jesse Bromwich, they had a big gap to the next level through. So what they actually introduced, which I think was very clever, was like a secondary leader group. Mm-hmm. And so what they actually did was they actually taught these guys how to be leaders. And so they started to bring in some of the guys like Finucane and guys like that, and just started basically sitting there and giving them the same assignments that they gave the leadership group, but without the responsibility. So they're practicing to become leaders.
Yeah.
And obviously Cameron Munster was one of those players. He's since graduated to the senior leadership group. And it just shows you the cleverness of the Storm system and how they've just got every little nook and cranny just covered, just to make sure that they don't leave themselves vulnerable to a big shortfall or a big gap in the leadership of the club.
That'd be really bad for the organisation if we had those three guys leave in the next couple of years, and then, you know, all of a sudden Craig Bellamy also says that he's had enough. I mean, that would do a fair bit of damage to the brand in Melbourne, you would think.
All right, Reedy, well, have you got any more mail about anything else before we let you go?
Not really, Maroon. No, sorry.
Okay, well, God love you. We'll see you through the week.
Glad we asked.
Thanks so much, Reedy. We'll catch up with you through the week on the Dead Set Legends. Just while we are on being a massive week for rugby league, and I mention this because it's Men of League, not because it involves me, a Men of League day. We're doing a little fundraiser, 11 till 2 at Mounties this coming Saturday. Myself, Beaver Menzies, Brett Finch. Okay, so if you want to do a grand final lunch, 11 or 2, mounties.com.au to get more details on that, but it's all around mental league, so it's a really good course. Ryan Girdler, Paul Kent, we've got Gordon Tallis, we've got Maroon. We're going to take a song, come back and talk more NRL as Triple M rocks the finals. Sunday Triple M NRL, thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. So if you have somehow missed it, Melbourne beat the Broncos to the tune of 30-0 on Friday night. Cowboys 29, Roosters 16. Those scores are all thanks to Tyre Power. Buy three and get one free on a huge range of Toyo passenger and SUV tyres. And if you're having a bet on the grand final, you'd probably do it through our friends at YouBet. Back a winner this final series and share it with your mates via YouBet's all-new BetShare. And always make sure that you gamble responsibly when you do that through the final series. Let's get Nick Curry on from YouBet. Nick, hello, mate. We haven't had you on a Sunday for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Afternoon, Maroon. Afternoon, listeners. It's shaping as a big week, though.
Oh, absolutely, mate. Head-to-head grand final. I think I know the answer to this question, but who goes in as favourite?
Well, the Melbourne Storm, of course, and they go in as very warm, very well-backed favourites. They're $1.29 already, and just in the last couple of hours, we've seen three or four $20,000 bets roll into the Melbourne Storm. So the big boys, they'll be on the Storm at the short price of $1.29. The rest of us will be on the North Queensland Cowboys at $3.75. 9.5 is the line, and 36.5 is the game total there.
Nick, how long has it been since we've had a favourite this short in the grand final?
Oh, it'd be well over a decade, Kenty. I can't remember the last time we had a favourite in the grand final this short, Melbourne Storm. But one thing I did look up just this morning, I thought we might get a couple of questions on it, is the Cowboys' price this time 3 weeks ago was 101-1.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. When the Bulldogs went into that game against St. George,
yeah,
the Cowboys were 101-1 to win.
So you'd be big Cowboys fans up in your place at the moment, wouldn't you? They must have been good for your cause the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they have actually. They've caused a few upsets. So if you don't mind them, the price this week, $3.75. They've been outsiders in every single game they've played and gone on to win. So, yeah, there will be no shortage of punters backing them, though, this week. The fairy tale story of the finals, aren't they? And they're everyone's second favourite team. So the serious players will be loading up on the Storm. The rest of us will be betting on the Cowboys at $3.75.
Now, the Clive Churchill Medal, the market's been open for months. How's the money? Who's the money coming in for here, mate, the Clive Churchill Medal?
Well, the big three from Melbourne, really, really popular. Cameron Smith, the favourite at $3. Cooper Cronk's in there at $5.50. Billy Slater's at $6. And if you think the Cowboys can win, it'll probably be on the back of Michael Morgan. He's at $9. Jason Taumalolo in there at $11. But the big three from Melbourne are certainly the most popular, and a stack of cash for Cameron Smith.
Principally. $9 for Michael Morgan. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today, Nick.
No worries, guys. Good punting and gamble responsibly.
Good on you, mate. No doubt we'll talk to you through the week and right across the grand final weekend. Back a win to this final series and share it with your mates via YouBet's all-new BetShare. And as always, gamble responsibly. Ryan Girdler, Paul Kent, Gordon Tallis and Maroon for Iveco Trucks, strong by nature. We're going to take a break and come back and preview the 2017 Cowboys Storm Grand Final.
Never miss a minute of the footy. Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Sunday Triple M NRL.
Put your clothes on, Gerds. It's not over yet.
With Paul Kent, Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler and Anthony Maroon. Triple M Rock. The footy.
Welcome back to it. It's been a beautiful day in Sydney, so I'm told. We've been in the head studio in the city today, but I believe it's a lovely warm afternoon for us to go out and enjoy the coast of Sydney.
Lucky for you, you're wearing those big Fred Flintstone feet of yours, mate, and you've got your thongs on.
Yeah, mate, you should be. I'm sure you're probably going to be hired by a winery soon.
Well, mate, what's wrong with
go
my
down there
feet?
And slap
my
them on some grapes.
My hands and feet are like a model. I could be a hand model.
Seriously, mate, you're dead set stop your cars with those feet. Mate,
these feet. Certainly couldn't model for Colgate.
Here we go.
Oh,
all right. Let's talk a little bit of footy. We do
just ruin everything, Gordon.
Iveco Trucks. Strong by nature, iveco.com.au.
He's only saying that because he can't see your feet.
I know, mate. There's nothing wrong with my hands, my feet, or my teeth, okay?
Not anymore.
And I've got a full head of hair, which is more than I can say for you.
Yeah, Gordon.
Why don't you pick on the bloke to the right of you?
What's that, mate?
Why didn't you pick on the bloke to the right of you?
Well, because you brought up the Barry B.
He's got hair.
Exactly. And they were bagging
Yeah, I know he's bagging my feet, but he's just jealous of me all round. He's just a whole bunch of other issues.
That's right.
They're just great brake pads, those feet.
The earth is spinning, isn't it, Anthony? You need a good grip on it.
You do. All right, boys, let's have a look at this grand final. We'll all be there to do the show live at ANZ Stadium outside the main gates there. And, well, what a game it'll be. Nobody gave the Cowboys a chance. And you heard Nick Curry say a couple of weeks ago they were 101-1
to make the grand final, and they've only got to win one more game, Ryan Girdler, and they are premiers with or without Matt Scott and Jonathan Thurston. And we forget how many players they lost along the way, injured here and there. I think Cooper was gone for a while, and Taumalolo might have been gone for a while. Certainly Granville was gone for a while from that team.
Well, what I've learned to do over the last couple of weeks is not look at the side on paper and compare the rosters, because that's where I think a lot of people have fallen down. There's a certain amount of momentum you can get through, you know, being successful at the back end of the season, and that's what they're playing with at the moment. I mean, they don't really care what other people think, and that's been able to get them through the last couple of weeks, the momentum that they've built and the belief that they have in the squad, as well as playing a really smart semi-final type of football. The issue I have with them coming up against the Melbourne Storm this week is they play a similar style, yeah? They're both really patient. They both stick to their systems. They've both got a great kicking game. And I just think the Melbourne Storm have more strike power, yeah? I think their outside backs are probably a little bit more dangerous, a little bit more consistently dangerous. I don't think the Melbourne Storm are going to fall into errors like the other clubs that, the Cowboys have pressured. And I think they're going to be a lot fresher. What I saw in the back end of that game last night was a lot of busted Cowboys and courageous, absolutely. But I saw a lot of guys limping. I seen a lot of guys that have played a lot of tough footy in the past 6 or 8 weeks. And I just think this game is just going to be one step too far for them.
Paul?
Yeah, I tend to agree. Look, I think, like everybody, I've fallen in love with the Cowboys story. I think it's magnificent what they've done. But I said a few weeks back, we'll look back at the end of this season and I think we'll look at Melbourne's performance and we'll wonder why we even thought anybody else could win the grand final. And look, they just put the cleaners through Brisbane on Friday night. I think that Brisbane, 30-0, I think in some ways flattered the Broncos. I think that if Melbourne were on the game, the entire game, the scoreline would have been much more. And I tend to think that that'll happen again this week. Melbourne are just a side that whatever everybody in the competition does well, they do a little bit better. I don't think there's been a competition like this in some years where there's been one team so far ahead of the other teams. Mm-hmm. And they do it. The thing about Melbourne, they get you in the grind, they can beat you. They can blow you away. They're the best at working upfield with they have two or three shots at you every set of six. They can score long distance tries now, which they never could before because the wingers are just unbelievable. That they can, any way that you care to think about, they are dangerous. There's not a flaw there.
And when you squeeze the life out of their key playmakers, it used to almost take you far enough to win the game. Mm. The Broncos did a pretty good job of shutting those guys down the first half, and then all of a sudden Scott pops up and throws that sort of pass, and then in the second half Kaufusi goes through the line twice and sets up Billy Slater, or you get a Sofa Solomona charging through. So essentially now I just think they've got so many game breakers that you just can't shut them all down.
What about you, Gordon? Tell us.
Oh, I think sometimes you can underestimate your opponent, you know, and I think that the momentum that they've gathered, you know, you look at the Western Bulldogs in the AFL last year, they come from seventh, and you look at them this year, I think, you know, I really do give the Cowboys a chance, you know. They're tough, they will hang in there, and the way Michael Morgan's playing, as I said, you know, like we keep on talking about Jonathan Thurston, but he's playing as good as Jonathan Thurston. His kicking game last night, that 40-20 in the fifth minute or whatever, that's sublime. That's as good as any kick that you will see. And then you got Taumalolo. Well, he's the best performed forward that I've watched in the last 10 years. Easy.
Yeah.
And that's just, well, maybe in the time that I've watched rugby league, I haven't watched a forward play as well as he did. He got caught out by Hargreaves. He made 200 metres and Hargreaves made 41 when he called him out. He stood up, he took on their whole pack. They've been sitting there, they've been fresh, they're a better side. They finished second. Paul Kent said that their coach would get whatever it is, but he just the ability to do, I mean, well, you know, like he should be coach of the year or
what
whatever.
What did I say?
Well, Trent Robinson should get coach of the year. And I think that the Cowboys, I don't think the Cowboys should get some reward for what
they're
doing.
If you're going to sledge somebody, you've got to sledge them properly. You can't say he said whatever he said.
Well,
he
Paul,
is.
Well, it was actually a stupid comment, because even Ryan Girdler, who doesn't even go against you, said, well, isn't it because the Roosters were so poor the year before with the same roster?
So what, you don't think it's a coaching performance to take a team from 15th to 2nd?
No, because they were so poor the year before. And the off-field dramas and all that kind of stuff. When it's a coach, it's about managing your roster and making sure that all the discipline and everything is on. So I was on Ryan Girdler's side in that argument, Paul.
Well, thankfully...
Thankfully
you dropped your hot chocolate in the control panel there and we couldn't hear you for an hour, so...
Is that your comeback? Your little garden gnome.
See, whatever. If he's fighting you and he runs out of things, he always goes to your height, doesn't he?
I know that. I'll cut him off, put him on there. We're all the same height, Gordon.
Now, boys, what about if you're Paul Green? What do you say to the guys going into this game? You know, it's just another game. You've got this far.
Say, boys, you're on the verge of something big here, and you go out and do what we've always been doing. You'll get there. The game will take care of itself. If the Cowboys get a sniff, don't worry. If it's late in the game and the scores are close, and the Cowboys have got a little bit of momentum, they are going to be. Two things happen. One is the Cowboys start saying, you know what, we're going to get these blokes. And the other thing is Melbourne say, you know what, we're in a little bit of trouble here.
I'll ask you this, PK. So Greeny's done a wonderful job, and the way that they've played so far has got them to where they have. Do they need to change something this week to go into the Melbourne Storm game?
I think they've got to try. Yeah, probably a little bit, Gertz. I think they've got to try and shock Melbourne a little bit. They've got to come up with a little bit of something a little bit out of the box, I think, to try and... get some points early. I think if they can jump, Melbourne are great front runners. Melbourne are a side, even the other night against Brisbane, Melbourne were a little bit out of sorts the longer Brisbane kept the score at nil all. And eventually, once Melbourne got to 8-0 though, you could just see them relax. Okay, we're right now. All we need to do now is just do what we do, kick to the corners, play our game. If the Cowboys can get in front, and I think... Look, it's very hard to say, well, let's go out, because if you could do it every week, you would. But I think Paul Green would hopefully come up with a play or something that they can put on nice and early in position to get a skip out and get on top.
You reckon Greeny would have seen enough in the Parramatta game against the Melbourne Storm and then the Broncos game against the Melbourne Storm to just try and move things around? They did it really well last night, the Cowboys, and... You know, they probably haven't got the pack and they haven't got the size to take on the Melbourne Storm. They didn't have the size to take on the Roosters. So what they did, when it got into those parts of the game where they just needed to go forward, you'd see, and this is what made Morgan's game, I thought, so brilliant, was the fact that he'd just get into first receiver and he'd hit an edge back rower on play two or play three coming out of trouble just to move the forwards around it, but he'd always make sure he got back in a good field position so that he could get a good kick away at the end of it. Do you think they need to do that with the Melbourne Storms? You know, not try and play him through the middle.
You know that better than me. I just think, they've got to try something different, don't they? They can't go out and just play that game that makes it easy for Melbourne. They've got to find a way to get round Melbourne and get them out of their rhythm a bit. The Melbourne are a great rhythm side. They like to go out. They like to play at the pace they like to play at. So if you're the Cowboys, you've got to change that pace around. You've got to pick it up when they want to go slow and you've got to slow it down when they want to go fast. We all know Cameron Smith's the master at it, but I tell you, Michael Morgan is very adept at it. He is really coming along this season. I like Danny Medeiros wrote a great article the other day in Big League Magazine where he talked about how having a dominant player in your side, and obviously with Thurston leaving the Cowboys, they took a little bit of out of sorts, but then they got going again. And he compared that to when he was at Newcastle with Andrew Johns, and he said the difference was Andrew Johns at Newcastle was their structure, so Andrew Johns brought that in, and he basically put the team in around him and played them a certain way. And when he was no longer playing because he was out injured, suddenly they were like, well, hang on, what do we do now? Whereas Paul Green's done a great job of just putting a structure in place that Michael Morgan's been able to come into and play that role. He's been able to work away, and his possessions have gone way up. One of the things I think they originally tried to do when Thurston was out, who was such a dominant ball handler, was to share the load a little bit. And it didn't quite work. So they said to Michael Morgan, mate, you take the role.
Yeah.
And you get, and his possession suddenly went from 40 a game to 70 a game.
Mm-hmm.
And he became that dominant ball handler just like Thurston was, and the structure then remained within the team. But I don't know how the Cowboys beat them. I think that, like I said, I think Melbourne, whatever every other side does, they just do a little bit better. But they've certainly got to try and get a... If their best hope is to score early and to just... If they can skip out beyond a try, like an 8, 10-point lead, 12-point lead, Melbourne are a side that... And they showed it the other night. They are a side that they're uncomfortable when they're behind. And the longer that goes, the better they fare.
All right, Mungrel Boots, scuff cap and zip side boots are now available to suit every trade. They've been with us for a long time now, Mungrel Boots. We love you guys. Very quickly, Ryan Girdler, who wins and by how many the grand final?
I'm going to say the Melbourne Storm by 14.
And what about you, Paul Kent?
Yeah, I think the Storm by about 12.
And what about you, Gordon Tallis?
Mr. Townsville.
I'm going to keep... Mr. North Queensland, I'm going to keep the Cowboys' dream alive. I think they can do a Stephen Bradbury and the fairy tale will come true.
All right. Well, like I say, we'll be back on air with this at ANZ Stadium on grand final day. We'll have the entire Triple M commentary team working across the day, and then at kickoff, Dan will take control. So if you are listening to the game via the radio or via the app, if you haven't got the app, get it now, triplem.com.au, and that way, wherever you are on grand final day, you can just duck out and listen to the grand final. It's going to be massive. It's going to be at ANZ Stadium. Melbourne Storm versus the North Queensland Cowboys is how it finished up. Ryan, I'll see you next Sunday.
Can't wait.
See you next Sunday, Paul.
Yep.
Gordy, see you Sunday at ANZ Stadium.
See you, brother.
Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL. For Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future.